Greetings. Welcome to this podcast. Calliope Awards for 2011 were presented on Wednesday, April 27th. Calliope means beautiful voiced, like the muse of eloquence and poetry. A calliope is a musical instrument, a steam organ. Calliope is a species of hummingbird. And Calliope is the student journal of art and literature published every spring at Northern Virginia Community College Annandale campus. It is a collaboration of the Departments of English and Liberal Arts under sponsorship of the Division of Languages and Literature. We hope you enjoy this program. Listen to a winner in the category of poetry as she reads her work. First prize, Christine Camp, Ode to Temptation.
Soft and clean, like rainfall in the early spring, your memory drips down these ancient, war-weary bones of mine. Pure as oxygen before a flame, your words keep my dry eyes open and my wind-weathered fingers outstretched. You have sung me ballads of what lies beyond here, beyond this barren, desolate place, and like a siren, you are drawing me near. Truth there cannot be in every one of those beautiful piercing notes. The breakers I'm so desperately struggling toward through the foam and froth cannot really, cannot possibly, be the tranquil waters your melody tempts me with. Odysseus, bound and bruised, I know exactly what it is I hear. What spills from your lips like myrrh and honey belies the poison of your words, and my bloody wrists and ankles ache for it. My ship sails eastward on the sea, from the world your birdsong promises, but my heart is creeping towards your voice.
Next is a winner in the category of creative nonfiction as he reads from his work. Third prize, Nathan Moore, The Music of Lizards.
I don't know when the urge was born. It's a seed that was planted when I was very young. I never felt the growth of its roots searching for a home. One day it arrived and it came out in a burst. It happened during story time at Miss Kelly's preschool. Miss Kelly was born to be a teacher. She loved teaching so much she taught from her home, a small white house with wood floors and four rooms. She had a class of nine who loved and adored her because in her glasses was a reflection of each of our mothers. She taught us to cut with scissors and write our names on lined paper. She told us stories and gave us games. We learned to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and once we even caught and killed a snake. The nine of us cornered it in the sandbox while Miss Kelly fetched the rake. It was the middle of story time that I noticed a dim burning in my gut. My head felt like it was on fire, and my hands began to sweat. One idea polluted my mind, and it tortured me with heat. It said, "Jump up like a bird and scream! Scream!" I tried hard to listen to Miss Kelly's words describing a lovely bear, but scream was all that was there. It echoed from every corner of my consciousness until soon it was right on the tip of my lips. "Act like a bird. Go ahead. Get up and run around the room." I couldn't sit still. The story about the bear dissolved in my ears, and scream continued loud and clear. The transformation began without my consent. The bird I was becoming captured my vision. Prehistoric, reptilian, with gold scales and slick blue feathers. My arms turned into wings and my bones began to bend and shake. My neck coiled back and my face extended into a beak. Now all I had to do was stand up and scream! I leapt up from the circle of Indian-style statues and flew up above them. The first thing I did in my new skin was spread out my wings and cry like a pterodactyl. Rah! The high-pitched scream ran out. My vocals strengthened as I flapped around the room. I hopped in between children and snapped at their shoes. I let out one more good scream and then faced Miss Kelly. The bear book rested in her lap. She tightly squeezed one page until she tore a corner off. Her mouth was ajar like a crocodile. A tree of veins bloomed out of her neck. I stopped mid-yell and froze in a sore. I shook the mantra out of my head and came crashing to the floor. No sooner than I could morph from bird to boy, Miss Kelly scooped me up by the ear and carried me into another world. I was still too drunk off flying to hear the eight other children gasp and whisper. They knew what was coming, but my mind was a foggy lake of comprehension. I had to erect a mental wall to keep out the beast. It already had gotten me into trouble once, this urge to stand up and scream. I couldn't decide if I was just bored or crazy. The urge came so quickly, taking over completely. I had no say in the matter. All I know is that it felt good to break the silence. Thank you.
The Calliope Committee is grateful to many people at Nova Annandale, staff, faculty, and students for their generous support and creativity. Robert Brown of Nova's Web Services and Digital Media served as technical editor. Nova, a great place to teach, a great place to learn. For Calliope, I'm Shirley Noon.